Is it better now? It's better, right? Excellent. You know, these microphones have a mind of their own. You always have to be careful with them. Good morning. Great to be here with you. How are you, boys and girls? Enjoying your half term? Oh, it's finishing this weekend, isn't it? Back to school next week? Looking forward to it? Yes. Someone said to me just this last week, how were you when you were a boy? Did you like school? I said, yes, I loved school. I used to look forward to school. I hope you're all looking forward to school, boys and girls. I'm not sure about moms and dads. School is a good place to go because you can learn a lot from school, isn't it? And your friends are at school as well, isn't it? Excellent. Now, it's great to see you all here this morning. I was expecting to see a big crowd of people. Where have they all gone? Did they go to the beach today or something? Or they heard the bishop was coming, so they stayed at home. Anyway, I need some help. Who's going to help me? Children? Okay. Thank you so much. Any other helpers? Come forward. Yes. Tell us your name.
Joseph.
I met you once before, isn't it? Yes. Thank you, Joseph. Excellent. Who else is coming to help me? Anybody else? You want to come? All right, come on, my dear. What's your name? Isabel. Are you joking? Wow, you see my wife, she's smiling over there. Because guess what? One of our adopted spiritual daughters who came to stay with us as an au pair many years ago is German. And she's called Isabel. And she's been with us with her husband and her three children, 8, 12, down to 5. They spent half term with us. And they just returned to Germany this morning. So Isabel means a lot to us, you know. You come to help? You want to come and help me? You want the brother to come and help you? Come on, Joshua. Oh, Joshua, that's very special as well. That's the name of my younger son. Oh, somebody at the back who wants to help. Okay. Come on, my dear. Come on. Come and help me. What's your name? Ezra. Oh, wow. You've got amazing people. You've got Joseph. You've got Ezra. You've got Joshua. You got the whole Bible here. Wow. Zechariah. Wonderful. And Zechariah and Ezekiel. God, this is a lovely church to come to. I'll come back here again soon. I want you to help me to see what's in my bag, okay? Right? Okay? And would somebody like to help me unzip it? Yeah? Let's see what's in this bag. Can you help me see that? So, Joseph, would you like to bring it up for me? All right? Excellent. What's that?
I think it's an iPad.
You think it's an iPad? Okay, let's put that here now, for now. Okay, let's see what else is in the bag. Okay. Can you see that? Oh, wow.
It's a globe.
Look. It's a globe. You know what a globe is, don't you? Thank you so much. All right. What else? Okay, Isabel, can you see anything else inside? Oh, it's a lentiful. Joshua, can you see anything else? Oh, wow, a cross. Okay, that's all the contents of that's a show them. It's a letter, isn't it? Good. And what's that? What does it say? New Testament, okay? That's the New Testament, the other half of the Bible, okay? And the letter. All right, let's see. Can you take out one and share it with your friends? Share it with those around you, okay? Give them one each. Good girl. Very good girl. She's sharing. Very good. Very good. Very good. She's trying to decide which one to give. Can you raise this up for people to see what they are? Can you see the letters? Right? Shout them out.
If you... Respect. Respect.
Respect.
Hope. Faith.
Faith. Hope. Kindness.
Friendship.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Keep holding them. You don't raise them up, put them down. I don't want you to be tired by the end of the session. Okay, just hang out with me, okay? And you've got, Joshua, you've got something else. What is it? Okay, show them the cross. The cross, excellent. Now this morning in our Bible reading, you may be thinking, what's Bishop Carroway trying to do with all this? We read from Matthew's gospel, didn't we? And Jesus, after his crucifixion, came back to life. And then he told the disciples to do what? To go to the mountain in Galilee to meet with him. And we believe, as Bible scholars, that it was the same mountain where Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount. Remember the Sermon on the Mount? Blessed are those who, and so on and so forth. That was in Galilee, north of Israel, right up north. You know, south and north, east and west, right? In terms of geography, right? You know that, boys and girls? Yeah? Good. I'm sure mom and dad will help you. Especially the fact that nowadays we have sat navs to tell us where to go. In those days, we had to read the map, you know? So in this globe, you can see that we have lots of different... What's on the globe? Who can tell me?
Countries.
Countries. Excellent, Ezra. Thank you. We have lots of different countries. Some are in the north. Some are in the east. Others are in the
west.
And the
north.
And the north. And then the south as well. Wonderful. Don't forget the south, because we're in South London, you know. South London. And when the disciples got to the mountain, Jesus met with them. Can you believe it? Jesus told them to go there. They were not sure what to do, because number one, they were not sure if he was back from the dead. Some of them were not quite sure. That's why it tells us in the text that many of them believed, but some doubted. They were like, I'm not really sure if this is Jesus. Am I really going to go to Galilee? Well, I'll just go for the ride and see what it's going to be like. And they doubted. And boys and girls, you know what it means to have doubts, don't you? When somebody tells you something and you're not sure of what it is, you're not quite sure, right? I see Joseph, tell me an example of you know, a situation in which you've been, you're not quite sure. Okay, Ezra? Good point. Excellent. Let's give Joshua a big, Ezra a big hand. Boys and girls, even grown-ups as well, you should always go to mom and dad and check, okay? Especially if anybody sends you a message. Don't just follow the message. You have to really be a cynic, okay? And a doubter until mom and dad or the adult in the house helps you to be sure of what is says in the message. Thank you so much. And the disciples were feeling like that. They didn't quite want to go to Galilee, because it was a long way to go from Jerusalem. Anyway, they eventually went and they met with Jesus. And Jesus said to them, first thing he said to them, some of us were still doubting, some were still not sure. And I know that today in the church there are doubters as well, like me. Sometimes I doubt. I have doubts about what's been said, and I read something in the scripture and I'm like, not quite sure about that. That's where our faith comes in, isn't it? Faith is when we believe despite our doubts, isn't it? We put our doubts to one side and we believe God for what he is. So Jesus said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Can you believe that? All authority, he said, all power, all might in the whole wide world, the whole earth as we know it, and in the heavens has been given to me, in all the continents of the world. Can you mention one continent, anybody? Let me ask mom and dad this time. You've been working so hard. Moms and dad, any one continent?
Asia.
Sorry?
Asia.
Asia, thank you so much, yes? Sorry? Northern Saturn, excellent, thank you so much. Yeah. Africa, yes? There's six of them, isn't it? All right, we'll take those three. Let's go on then. Let's keep going. Yes. So Jesus said, all authority has been given to me. Then they were like, what do you mean by that? I want you to go. Hold it, hold it. We haven't finished yet. I want you to go and tell everybody in the whole wide world about my love for them. That's where all these things come in. He says, go and tell the world about it. Isabel, what have you got? Love. Shout it out for everybody to hear. Isn't she wonderful? Give Isabel a big hand for me, please. So tell them I love all of them. All of them. Even the ones that don't think they can be loved. I love you, God says. Right? What else did he tell them to say? Let's see what's in your shade, Joshua. Shout it out, everybody. Friendship. Friendship. First of all, we should be friends with God. Because Jesus brings us into friendship with God, doesn't he? Because he died for our sins so that we can be friends with God. And then when we become friends with God, we become friends with other people. Have you noticed that when you stop becoming friends of God, you automatically stop becoming friends of other people? Have you noticed it? When you stop showing the love of God in your heart, you automatically stop loving other people. Because God makes it possible for us to be good friends with other people. Isn't that true? So remember that? Jesus brings us into friendship with God, first of all, through his death and his resurrection from the dead. What else have we seen? Yes?
Respect.
Respect. Respect for everybody. We're talking about the continents. The world is so huge, isn't it? Look at that. Massive world. He's got the whole world in his hands. You know how many people are in the world? Any ideas? How many billion people are in the world's population today? How many? Sorry? 8 billion. Thank you so much. Wonderful. Let's give Uncle a big hand. Oh, it doesn't have this far. Don't worry about it. It fell away. Fell apart. My it just shows how old it is. It's as old as a bishop. So as I was saying, 8 billion people in the world. Do you know how many of those people are Christians today? 2.8 billion are following Jesus. You can check it out yourself. That's the fact. And there must be something right about following Jesus. But that's the largest club in the world. Isn't that wonderful? That you here today belong to the largest club in the world of followers. Okay, let's see what else we've got.
Kindness.
Kindness. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus said to them, go and tell all of them that I love them. God is calling them into a friendship. God has shown them his kindness through dying for their sins on the cross. And he calls each one of us to be kind to each other. Because he has shown us, first of all, the example of kindness. Do you know that today, I don't deserve to be bishop. I don't deserve it. I haven't done anything to qualify for it. It's just the gift of God. Just as you don't deserve to be here, but Jesus has shown his kindness to us by dying on the cross for our sins so that we could be forgiven and be members of God's family. Isn't that wonderful? Kindness. What else have we got? Help.
Hope.
Wow. Isn't that wonderful? Do you know that today the world is so badly in need of hope? But when Jesus came, died, and rose from the dead, he gave not only his disciples, but all of us and the entire world a living hope. I say living because he is our hope, and he is alive. You get it? Our hope is not in the stock market, or in the investments we have, or in the size of our homes. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, who is living. So for us as children, as grown-ups, we have to put our trust in Jesus, because he's our living hope. A hope that is alive and well and doesn't look around the world to look at what's happening with the economies in order to be strong or soft or succeed or fail. Hope. Next one.
Faith.
I like that. That's a big one, isn't it? You know, the disciples believed, but some of them doubted. And the Bible tells us that when we come to Christ, we must have faith. Because faith is the ability to believe what God tells us about him. It's as simple as that. So if I said to you, what time is it, Jason? And you looked at your clock and said, 11:30. What would I do? I can't believe it's 11:30. Does that change anything? Sorry? Thank you, Jason. Doesn't change anything. 11:30 a.m. is 11:30 a.m. Whether I believe it or not. That's the truth about God. If God says to you, I am your God, I love you, I've sent Jesus to die for your sins, that is the truth. You can believe it or not. But that's the difference faith makes. Because the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 that faith is the ability to believe the things that we have not seen and to have hope and the substance of things that we're thinking of hoping of having in the future. That's what faith is. So faith is calling the impossible possible. So if you went to the bank, for example, to get your cash out of the cash till, you don't wait to see that there's cash behind the till before you put your card in the slot, do you? That's an example of faith. When you came in here this morning and you sat on that pew, did you try it out to check if you could carry your weight? Did you? That's an example of faith. When you go in the underground and it says north and south and you follow the directions, do you bring out your compass to check it out? Sorry? You follow the signs, don't you? That's another example of faith. People say to me, oh, Bishop Carey, I haven't got faith. And I say, oh, stop it. You've got plenty of faith. You exercise faith every single day. Even when you came here this morning, did you know that the church may not have been here overnight? But you got home, got ready, you got in your car, came here, believing that the church was going to be here for you to come to church, isn't it? That's another example of faith. So we all have faith. It may just be a small amount of it, and that's all we need to believe in Jesus. Jesus says we need faith as small as a grain of mustard seed. But the interesting thing is that God, by his grace, gives us faith to believe in him. Isn't that wonderful? He calls us to have faith, and the Bible tells us in Romans that he gives us a measure of faith. He measures out faith to us. So trust God. Believe in God. Don't wait to see him like those disciples. Thomas, for example. All right? So remember, boys and girls, have we gone through all of them? We've gone through love. Yes, can we raise them up so people can shout them out? Shout out anyone you can see.
Respect.
Thank you.
Hope.
Kindness. Faith. Friendship.
Love.
So what Jesus is saying to us, go out into the world, share those Christian values, and share the good news of the gospel, just like Isabel shared all the leaflets with her friends this morning. That's why God called us to share. Because sharing is good. It's better to give out something you've got than to receive, the Bible says. And if you're here as a Christian this morning who knows Jesus Christ as your friend and your master, then you must tell other people about him. Either through your love for them, or through your friendship with them, or through the faith that you exercise, or the hope that you have in God, or through your kindness. Let your life, boys and girls, moms and dads, let your life be an example that people will look at and want to follow Jesus. Isn't that simple? That's all he calls us to do. Nothing more than that. He hasn't said to you, go and become a bishop. No. Neither go and become Ben, Reverend Ben or Reverend Susan. No, he says just share your life with other people. And that's what Matthew 28 tells us. It's called the Great Commission. And you can never be too young or too old to share the message. Thank you so much for listening. Let's give our boy and my helpers a big hand. Thank you so much. Thank you. You've been so wonderful. And I'll see you after church, okay? Thank you. You can go back to your seats now. Thank you very much.
Let's just bow our heads in prayer for a moment.